So, I'm going to talk about the last one topic that I have selected, that is apostrophe S with their meaning and uses. When we show who owns something or has close relationship with something, we use an apostrophe plus S after the name of the noun. Dictionary Cambridge. In order to use apostrophe plus S for preposition, we must take into account the following rules. The first one, general rule, is for singular nouns. Whether a singular noun ends in S or not, the possessive of a single noun is produced by adding an apostrophe followed by the letter S. Example number one, the girl's doll. The girl is a singular noun, and this doesn't a letter S. So the rule says adding an apostrophe followed by the letter S. So if you notice, after the noun, the singular noun girl, there are an apostrophe followed by the letter S. In the second example, they are Alexis' parents. Alexis is a singular noun, but this noun has a S. So we add in the same. We add an apostrophe followed by the letter S. The second general rule is for plural nouns. When a plural noun ends in S, the possessive is produced by simply adding apostrophe. Otherwise, it is made by adding both an apostrophe in S. Example, the Zimbons' great grandmother. The good child trampoline. And the last one, that is general rule number three, there are exceptions about this topic. Use only apostrophe for singular nouns that are in the form of a plural or have a final word in the form of a plural ending with an S. Examples, the Honduras government, the Maldives blue lagoons. If you notice this, we only adding an apostrophe after the letter S because they are a plural ending with an S. With an S.